Chapter 6. Letitia. Letitia Kanisha Jones walks through the fruit and vegetables area of the supermarket, where she works as a supervisor. She is wearing her uniform and looks very smart and professional, because that is what she is now, after she crawled her way out of the horror movie of her teenage years. Letitia started working for the supermarket when she left school without passing any exams. In her teenage years, she had not seen the point in studying, when it did not make you happy. People who studied never smiled and did not know how to dress, and made your brain tired. She did not feel happy when Daddy left, either. Daddy had long black dreadlocks and was 6'5" and just as wide. Daddy would let Letitia press his arms to feel his big muscles, but whenever her sister, Jayla, asked to do the same, he would be too busy. "Not now, Jayla," he would say. "Later." Except later never came. Jayla accused Letitia of being Daddy's favorite. Letitia knew it was true, and she liked it. They were a happy family who went to free museums on the weekends and told each other jokes. So it was a surprise to everyone when, the September Letitia started secondary school, Daddy suddenly left. He went while Letitia and Jayla were at school and Mum was at work. He left a note saying he was sorry. Weeks later, Mummy was finally able to reach him on the phone. He did not have an excuse for leaving, but he said that he was not going to come back. A few weeks later, Mummy found out that he had gone to live in America with Marva, one of Mummy's friends from work. Marva's cute 4-year-old daughter was his. After that, Mummy would not let Letitia or Jayla talk about Daddy anymore. She took down all the photos of him in the house and burned his remaining clothes. But Letitia still missed him. He was everywhere, like a ghost. She missed hearing his voice and watching him dance to reggae music on Sunday evenings. Then, Mummy sat them down and told them that she needed to tell them the truth. Daddy was not Jayla's real father. "Jayla, your father is my ex-boyfriend Jimmy," said Mummy. "He became violent. When I was pregnant, he tried to throw me down the stairs. I ran away from him and moved to London. That's when I met your father, Letitia. He promised to love Jayla as if she were his own daughter." One morning, Jayla went to try and meet her real father. When she arrived at his house, Jimmy's mother opened the door. "Go home," she said to Jayla after speaking to Jimmy. "He says he's got enough children already. He doesn't need any more. Your life will be better without him." When Daddy phoned Letitia on her birthday, nearly a year later, he cried. "Why did you leave?" Letitia asked him. "I left because I realized I loved Marva more than your mother, but that doesn't mean I don't love you and Jayla." Letitia did not want to listen to any more of his words. She ended the phone call. When people asked Letitia what happened to her father, she told them that he had died of a heart attack. It was easier to lie than tell the truth. She did not want people thinking there was something wrong with her and her family. After her father left, Letitia stopped behaving at school and at home. Even Mummy could not control her anymore. "I'll send you home to Jamaica," Mummy warned her. "They'll beat some sense into you." "I don't care," said Letitia. "It would be nice to go to the Caribbean for a holiday." When Letitia threw a wild party when she was 13 years old, her mother came home early to find the house a mess and Letitia asleep with a boy in her bed. Letitia had never seen her mother so angry. She hit Letitia with a belt and a frying pan and a shoe and an iron, before Letitia ran out of the house. Letitia promised to behave after that, which she did at home, but not at school. Her friends at school understood how she felt. Carol, too, until she suddenly changed one day and started to study hard. She did not want to be part of the group anymore. Letitia found Carol online the other day. She is a vice president of an investment bank now and looks really professional. She is not the Carol that Letitia used to be friends with. She is someone else. Letitia wants to meet Carol again one day and show her that she has changed too. Letitia has three children. Jason, her first child, with Dwight, was an accident. Dwight worked at the same supermarket as Letitia. He approached her one day during lunch and said, "You've got a great body, Letitia." That was all Letitia needed to hear. Dwight was the first person Letitia ever told the truth to about her dad. "Your dad shouldn't have done that," said Dwight. "It doesn't make him a bad man, though, just a weak one." Letitia had never thought about it like that. Daddy was weak. So was Dwight. When a new girl started working at the supermarket, Dwight lost all interest in Letitia. When she found out she was pregnant, Dwight did not want to help. He said it was Letitia's fault. She said it was his fault, and he said it wasn't. Mummy was angry when she found out. "How can this happen to me?" she cried. "It's not happening to you," said Letitia. Mummy hit her for that. She was so angry and said Letitia had brought shame on the family and that she would have to pay for the baby herself. Mummy did not talk to her for a week before she agreed to help her. "That baby will die if you're left alone to look after it, and you can't pick your family, can you?" Letitia gave her mother a big hug and told her how much she loved her. "Thank you, Mummy. Thank you, Mummy." She had her second child, Jantel, with Mark. She met Mark at a bar she went to once a month with her friends. They went on a date, and Mark was a gentleman the whole time. He took her to a wine bar and opened doors for her all the way. Letitia could not believe how lucky she was to have met him. He was so romantic and kind, she had sex with him in the back of his car that same evening. When she tried to call him later, she found out that the number he had given her was wrong and she had no way to contact him. Jantel has still never met her father. Trey was the father of child number three. He was the older brother of a girl she went to school with and worked as a sports teacher. She remembered he came to her party when she was 13 and left with Carol, who was so drunk she could hardly stand up. When Letitia asked Carol if she had slept with him, Carol said no, but Letitia did not believe her. Trey messaged her online to ask her out. She dressed up in a tight dress and high heels and was determined not to sleep with him until the 10th date. He picked her up in his car, what a gentleman, instead of meeting her at the Caribbean restaurant they planned to go to. Once she got in the car, instead of taking her to the restaurant, he took her back to his home for a private, romantic meal. What could she say to that? Trey lived in a room in a shared house. In his room, he had a bed, a wardrobe, and a sink. She thought about walking straight out and going home. But then he said, "I've been dreaming of dancing with you. Let's dance, Letitia. Let's dance. Then I'll order some food." They danced together and it was nice until Trey unbuttoned his jeans and pushed her hand down his trousers. "Okay, Trey, so I'm going to leave now. Can you take me home, please? Or I'll just take the bus. I really have to go home and be with my kids," Letitia said in her head. But before she could say anything out loud, he was inside her. It hurt and she could not get out from underneath him. "Get off me, please, Trey," she said to him. but he did not listen, so she gave up. She lay there and waited until he fell asleep to quietly leave his home. When she got home, she spent a long time in the shower and wondered if he had done anything wrong or if it was her fault. She half expected him to call her the next week to tell her that he wanted to spend more time with her. She waited for the call that never came. The only thing that came was Jordan. So now Letitia had three kids, Jason, Jantel, and Jordan, all before her 21st birthday. Letitia, a supervisor at her local supermarket, got herself two A-levels studying hard at evening school and is now studying for an online university degree. This is the new Letitia. She is nearly 30 and plans on being single until she meets a man who is right for her and her kids. She has heard that Tyrone, another supervisor who works in a different area of the supermarket, might like her. She thinks there might be something between them, but she is not going to rush into anything this time. This is the new Letitia. She still lives with Mum and Jayla in their family home with Jason, 12, Jantel, 11, and Jordan, 10. Jason is very clever. Jantel is very thoughtful, and Jordan seems to be just like his father. He has already been suspended from school, causes the most trouble at home, steals money, starts fights, and refuses to listen to his mother. Letitia did not know what to do with him until Daddy returned one day. It did not work with Marva, he said. He missed his real family. Letitia had come home to find him sitting in their living room as if he had never left. Jason and Jantel sat on the sofa watching him unsurely, but Jordan was hugging him with a big smile on his face. It was then that Letitia realized her youngest son needed her father in his life.